Welcome back to a new edition of the 413 SpinFit Podcast. As always, if you are a new listener, welcome in for the first time. If you are a continued listener, thank you for listening. As always, thank you for sharing the podcast. Before I get started with tonight's episode, I just want to say something right quick. I'm probably going to back off on doing the podcast in this format for a little while and focus more on doing vlogs, simply because I feel like I'm getting better traffic when I do my vlogs on YouTube and on Instagram. I will still do some podcast episodes. I may not do them as often. So y'all just keep that in mind for a little while. If you wonder where I'm at, I'm still here. I'm still recording episodes, but I probably won't launch them as often. With that said, I want to give you guys an update on where I am in prep for my second summer shredding show. I am in the middle of week number 4. I finished week number 3 down to 295 pounds. Body fat percent, I think, was 26% when I did my in-body scan Saturday. And I'm feeling really good. Feeling really good. Despite some stress I've been dealing with this week, I feel really good about where I'm at. I am right there on the cusp of surpassing where I was when I stepped on stage last year in terms of my stage weight, which is good. That means my goals are intact. I'm chasing after getting back down to 250 pounds by May, which is going to be a push. I'm going to have to be really, really focused on what I'm doing with my nutrition and with my workout plan. Week 4 is going pretty good. Today was a rest day. Let me back up. Today I did fasted cardio, so today was an active rest day. Yesterday was a full-on rest day. I've needed the rest. Been under a lot of stress with work, and so the rest was much needed. Tomorrow we get back to the grind, back in the lab, back doing a upper body day, probably do some post-workout cardio. My coach wants me to do that. 20 or 25 minutes, I think, is what the goal is right now. I'm sure that will be increasing soon, increasing in the next week or two, but we'll just have to wait and see where I'm at with my weekly check-ins. Before I start on the subject matter for tonight's episode, I just want to give you guys some exciting news. You've heard me talk about Pioneer Fit. I wear one of their lever belts that I bought about a year or so ago. And I love the belt. It's quality-wise second to none. Handcrafted in the state of Texas. So it's American made through and through. They have amazing products from lever belts to your typical buckle belts for weightlifting to knee sleeves, knee wraps, wrist straps, you name it, they have it. They even have merchandise like t-shirts and hats. So do me a favor, go check them out. Go to generalleathercraft.com. You can use my code. It's capital S. Let me back up. I'm giving you my code wrong. My code is, bear with me just a minute here. My code, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. The number 5, capital S, capital M, capital O, the number 6, capital Z. Again, my code is the number 5, capital S, capital M, capital O, the number 6, capital Z. You can use that code, get you a 10% discount on any merchandise you purchase. If you want to order a belt for weightlifting, anything like that, use that code, get that discount. Okay, that way you can save you some money. Another thing I want to share too, which is exciting news. Pioneer Fit is sponsoring me for summer shredding, which is amazing. If you own a business and you would like to be a sponsor for me for summer shredding, your sponsorship will help me offset some of the costs associated with going and competing. And if you do that, I will promote you on my podcast. I will promote you on my vlogs. I will wear your t-shirt. I will wear your hats, whatever it is. Okay. I will promote you throughout the process and whenever I go to Houston in July. So I would love to have you as a sponsor. So on to what we're going to talk about tonight, today, this week. I want to talk about trusting the process. Okay. One of the things my coach preached during prep last year was to trust the process. Okay. That means you got to trust that you are doing what is being asked of you to do. Okay. You're doing it as close to perfection as you can get there, as you can be. You're doing right with your nutrition. Okay. You're on point with your nutrition. You're on point with your workout plan. You're on point with your rest and your cardio. Okay. You have to trust the process. You have to trust it's working. You may see massive change in 1 week, and you may not see massive change the next week. That's all part of it. Because the thing you got to realize, whether it's a bodybuilding prep or whether it's weight loss in general, you have to be committed to the process and trust it that what you are doing is going to work. You may not see results immediately, but the results are coming. Okay. I want to take the whole trust and trust the process thing a step further. I'm going to say, trust the process. Don't rush the process. Okay. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. And this whole trust the process thing, it can work in anything, whether it's weight loss, whether it's, you know, improving your financial status, whether it's, you know, spiritual growth in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And for me as a Christian, it is important that I'm doing what I have to do daily to grow in my faith. Okay. And one day things might be going great. The next day, not so great. That's life. Okay. But as long as I'm doing the things daily that I'm supposed to do, meaning getting up in the morning, spending time in God's word and praying, then I know I'm going to have spiritual growth. And that's what I want to do. With my weight loss, with this journey to be back on stage in July, if I'm doing what the coach is asking me to do, then I know I'm going to have results. I'm going to see the weight come off. I'm going to see better muscle definition. And I'm going to do well when I step on stage in July. So I've got to trust the process. Okay. Trusting the process requires patience. And the one thing that I can leave you with is this. You want to have growth. You want to have success. That growth happens with patience. You guys, I'm going to leave you with that. As always, thank you for listening to the 413 Spin Fit podcast. Remember, you can catch me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. You guys be blessed. Have a great week this week.
Welcome.